This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. Today, we're talking seniors, a group we're going to hear a whole lot about in the next decades. The census is betting the number of people over 65 is going to double in the next 30 years. To start us off, we thought we'd get a quick hit of the headlines affecting seniors. So we asked Mark Garrison to join us. He's the newest member of our New York Bureau. And I guess today, you might call him our senior reporter. Hey, Mark.
So I just started this job, and I thought my title was reporter, but apparently you have the power to promote me. I'm pretty excited about this.
You know, Did I just get a raise? So wish I did, and you didn't. But it is great that you're here. You should feel really good about yourself. Congratulations on being here. You're awesome.
Okay. You're not saying I look old, though, right?
Not at all.
Just checking with that. All right. Let's look at some of the news. A new study out of Bowling Green State University shows the divorce rate among Americans over 50 has doubled in the last two decades.
What's going on with that?
Well, it doesn't look at causes, so we don't know that. They're just kind of looking at the trend, which was kind of alarming. But what a lot of people who are sociologists who are looking at this, what they're saying is that it seems that as baby boomers age, they're carrying their social acceptance of divorce with them. And now we're seeing the impact in the numbers.
And maybe they're just getting tired of each other. Did you see this story about these tortoises who'd basically been tortoise married for 115 years?
Okay.
And recently they broke up. They started fighting. They had to separate them. That was it. After 115 years of marriage.
I'm going to confess that my subscription to the Tortoise Love Journal has lapsed. I don't know if Marketplace has a subscription. Clearly
they do.
I've got
it on my desk.
You have really kept up with these
issues.
But tortoise divorce. I mean, because again, lawyers, they're paid by the hour and tortoises move pretty slowly. So I feel like that's, you know, the lawyer is really going to drag that one out. I'm sure those two tortoises are paying some big bills right now. All right, some other research out there in the news this week that definitely captured the imagination of our Marketplace colleagues because it seems to give the advice that women should be drinking more.
Do tell more, please.
Get more to that in a minute. But this is about rheumatoid arthritis and osteoporosis. These affect millions of older women. And it turns out that moderate drinking. We'll stress that a lot.
He says as he underlines
air. I did a hand underline. Thanks for bringing that to the people out there in audio land. But that can reduce the risk for both of these diseases. Now, again, this caught a lot of attention, as we said, at Marketplace. I'll quote our colleague who is not an older woman, Millie Jefferson, but she says, quote, "I'm going to have the most bone ever!" Exclamation point. Now, let's remind ourselves that these studies come out a lot. They get a lot of attention, and people who really love to overdo it on the weekend with liquid enjoyment, they like to just use this to justify their debauchery. This is a problem because, again, moderation. Did I mention moderation?
You
did. As part
yes,
of this?
I remember that.
Yeah. Talk to your doctor before you go on any course of, you know, boozy self-medication because,
again,
a bottle
of wine a night maybe not the best idea.
Yeah. Remember, beyond moderation, beyond that, there are other problems you're going to introduce. So you will not get the benefit if you go further like that. And obviously, there are other ways, healthy lifestyle choices that you can do that are better than just drinking more.
Thanks, Mark. And welcome to Marketplace.
Thank you. Glad to be here.